So February is the month of love, and we are going to talk about our own love story, guys. So sit back, buckle up, and enjoy the ride. So I guess we'll both be giving our own perspective of how things happen.
Maybe I need to introduce myself first.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
But ladies first.
Okay, well, I am Brittany, and you are?
Brittany's man, but they call me Emmanuel.
Yes, Emmanuel, or Manny, as some people may like to call him. So, we're just going to be candid about our story, so let's start. December 25th, 2020, we met on Match.
Match.com. That's M-A-T-C-H dot C-O-M.
Match.com. So, yes. So, I received a message on Christmas Day from a man. And it was just a simple message. It was like, your pictures are beautiful. I would love to get to know you better. And at that point, I was like, okay, let me look, because when you on Match, you as a woman, you get tons of messages. So you just be like, oh, this is another message. And then also at this point, I have to be honest, I was like on the verge of just being like, yeah, I'm done with this website. I'm just not interested anymore. However, though, I guess he slid in the messages at the right time. So I responded back to the message. And then he sent me back a pretty detailed message that was very in-depth. It wasn't just one of those, like, random, like, hey, messages. You know, it actually had some depth to it or whatever. So, after that, our messaging just continued to just, like, grow over the course of the day of Christmas. And by the time that it was like around like maybe 10 p.m., I think it was late at night, honestly. Mm-hmm. It was late at night by this time. I was like, I definitely want to take this conversation off of Match, because I was just that intrigued. Like how he came across, how he was able to articulate his thoughts. And this was even through a text message. Mind you, we hadn't talked on the phone or anything like that. But I was just like, I want to get to know him off of this app. I just didn't want to be on this app just texting this man back and forth, sending messages. So I asked him, I was like, are you comfortable with exchanging numbers? And he got back to me rather quickly and he gave me his number. And then I texted him that night, and I feel like we were texting to like kind of late at night.
1:30 a.m.
Yeah, it was like 1:30. We were texting each other at that point in time. So that is the beginning stages of how we met on Match. That's my perspective. Oh, he also thought I wasn't real. So we have to get on that.
Well, as far as my story, it's similar to yours, but it's a little different. See, what happened for me, it was this cold day of December 25th. It was freezing, actually. And the day before that, on the 24th, I was thinking about creating an account on the Match.com site. But when I was looking at the prices and different things, and I was thinking, I really don't want to do this. So I just kept playing around with it. And then on the 25th, I saw your picture. And when I saw your picture, it was this picture of you in this red dress. And you were standing like in the middle of the road. And you had your arms crossed. And when I looked at it, it's like, it interests me. And I thought that was like a fake picture. I thought it was one of those pictures of some model person that they put on there to make you be intrigued and make you want to join the site. So I joined the site and I sent you a message, not because I thought you were going to actually reply. I sent you a message because you were the reason that I joined the site. And I figure if you're real, maybe I can get her interest. But I didn't think you were real. So that gave me the freedom to just say whatever I wanted to say and shoot my shot. So that's shot. What I actually kind of did. And when we start messaging, it's like the conversation just, it jumped off the page. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And talking with you, even via the app, I felt like we've been doing it a long time. Mm-hmm. It didn't feel awkward. It didn't feel new. It didn't feel anything. It just felt right. And that's the way it started for me.
Yeah, so I agree with that. It was very effortlessly. Like, it just all felt good from that first moment. And mind you, we had not talked on the phone. Even when we exchanged numbers, we hadn't talked on the phone or anything like that. It was still just through text messaging. But the way he was able to articulate his thoughts and words in text messaging was really, like, thrilling and exciting to me. And I was like, I like what I see here. And so it just continued to keep me intrigued.
Oh.
And so then I was flying back home from Michigan because I was in Michigan for Christmas. And, you know, I had told him, I was like, oh, when I get back in town in Cleveland, I was like, I will give you a call if you're free. So I did call him, but he didn't pick up the phone.
Well, you left out parts of the story. The first part of the story that you forgot to let everyone, like, know, it's I was here and I really did want to talk with you. But I had to help out some family members with COVID. So I didn't want to answer my phone and get COVID on the phone. So I missed the call. And it was the end of the world to me because I thought I missed out on a great opportunity to get to know you. So I was kind of sad about that, but luckily it worked out.
Right. So when he didn't pick up the phone on Sunday, what was that? December 27th. I think I sent him a text message like later that night, or maybe it was in the morning. What was it?
It was that night.
And I was like, oh, I'm sorry that we weren't able to connect with one another, but I hope if you have time in the week that, you know, we can find time to chat with one another. Something in my spirit just told me to do that, because typically I probably would have been like, oh my God, I'm just over this. I'm not going to worry about it. He didn't pick up the phone, and I just would have ignored it, and I just would have been like, well, guess that's not gonna happen, or guess we're not gonna communicate or whatever. But I just felt like I needed to send him that text message just to let him know that, like, okay, we didn't get to chat today, but if you're available and free, you know, the upcoming week, then I want to communicate with you. So I guess that was me kind of shooting my shot a little bit. At that point.
Yeah, you made that shot. Shot me right in the heart.
I was like, so then he texted me back that morning and he explained, like, oh yeah, I was trying to help out a family member. Someone had COVID and he was, you know, trying to be kind and take them food and check on them and stuff like that. And we decided that morning that we were going to set up a time to chat after work. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why.
And that was December 28th.
Yeah.
And literally every day since December 28th, we have been chatting and talking on the phone.
Every night.
Seeing each other every night, everything. Texting each other every single day at work, when we're not at work.
Oh.
Just all day.
Yeah.
So, you can add words to that.
Well, I guess if I add on to it, like, I knew that there was something special about what we were doing, because everything in life that I thought bothered me as far as dating and relationships, it didn't bother me, and I actually found out I like it. Like, I don't like clingy, but I don't feel like we're clingy enough. And it's like, I don't like to text back and forth, but we literally did it nonstop every single day. And then we talk all the time. We're always around each other all the time. And those are all things that I thought I was like not really into. Mm-hmm. And I learned to realize that I wasn't into it because I wasn't into the people who wanted to do that with me. Mm-hmm. So I felt like it was the act of those things that I didn't like. But in actuality, it was the people that I didn't like. Mm-hmm. So I had to relearn a lot about myself.
Right.
As we've actually been together. It's like, I feel like you actually, I don't know, you make me better in some ways. Well, in all ways, actually. Like, I'm just, like, better. I'm taller. I'm smarter now. You know, I'm better at work.
Not taller, babe.
Yes. Yes. I was only 6 foot. Oh, like I said, I'm 6'1" now, but when I met you, I was like 6 foot. I grew a whole inch from all of the confidence and different things that you gave me by being in my life and my world. So, what we want to really talk about today is actually talking about what we feel made us work.
Like, okay.
You know, because you had me at hello. I don't know when I had you, but I do now. So when did I have you?
Wow.
So how did you know what you know?
I knew what I knew. Okay, so I have to give you all a backstory first to understand how I knew what I now know. So on our first date, and I'm putting that in quotation marks. Well, that was our first date. It doesn't need to be in quotation marks. It was on New Year's Day. So January 1st, 2021. So whenever you're listening to this, this could be rather soon, or it could be rather old. But on January 1st, we went out for the first time, and it just felt natural. Like, it felt like we had already just knew each other for, like, I don't know, like, years or months or something. It was just very surreal. There was no hesitation with anything. We just effortlessly, like, worked and got along, and he actually came to pick me up. Like, typically, I would not let someone who I've been communicating with online come pick me up. But because our conversations just the whole week leading up to that were just so genuine and pure, I just felt like it was right or whatever. And so he came to pick me up, and we had dinner or lunch, and then we went to the mall, and then after that we went to this bar that's not far from my house or whatever downtown, and we talked, and then we came back and just like sat in this parking lot and talked for like another hour or two. But the thing that got me was when we left the mall, we sat in the parking lot, and we kind of both were like, you know, we want to focus on each other exclusively. So we both made the choice to like get off of Match, essentially. So that day in the car, he deleted his Match, showed me, and I can log into mine right then and there on the phone, but I was telling him, I was like, I can only log into it from my tablet. I don't know how to sign in, like, because I didn't know the password. It was like saved or whatever. So I
why are you laughing?
Anywho, so I ended up logging into mine when I got home, and I sent him a screenshot and was like, look, I deleted mine too. But anywho, when we were in the car though, he gave me like this card in this jar of gratitude, and I thought that that was just so thoughtful and so nice.
Well, you don't think guys bring a woman a gift on the first date?
No, all people do not do that. That's not a common thing.
It is on my planet.
Well, everyone's not on your planet. So that was not a common thing to bring someone a gift. But it was the card that got me. He wrote this very like unique card that was pretty, well, I don't want to go into detail with the cards yet because that's special to me, but it was a really, really thoughtful card that he had written this really lovely like message in it, and it just really touched my heart.
Did you cry?
No, I didn't cry then. Not on that card.
Okay.
But I was very touched. So this is leading to me getting to like how I knew. So he then gave me another note, and I think that this was like the following week. He gave me this other note, and he was like, open this note when you feel like you're ready, or you feel like you're in love, or like you know that where you want to be is with me. So I held on to it for like a week and a half, because I knew that like what I saw in him as a man is what I have always wanted, and I knew that he was the perfect person for me. But I still like didn't open the note because I was like apprehensive. I was like in my own head. I had to get out of my own head because I was like, oh my God, like what about if this is not it? Like what about if this is like just some game or something like that? So I had to get out of my own head and just allow for myself to allow things to just happen naturally and organically, because that's how everything has happened with us. So I remember I was at the beauty shop. This was on a Thursday, and I was waiting for the girl to, you know, see me. I was sitting in the waiting room. Nobody else was in there, but I had the letter with me. I essentially was going to open it at work, but I didn't have time. I had too many patients. So I was like, I don't have time to open this letter right now, but when I get some quiet time, I am. So I opened it at the beauty salon when I was in the waiting room, and I read this note, and it was just so heartfelt. Like he poured his heart out about how I was like the woman of his dreams, how he's waited his whole life to meet someone like me, how he knows like this is where he wants to be, and he's invested in making this work and be something. He's never been so sure about something. So I read that letter and I started crying.
Cry, baby.
I literally started crying like a baby, bawling. I was like, oh my God, like literally crying. I read it like 3 times and cried 3 times. So I didn't tell him that I read the letter until I got to his house after the appointment. And then I just told him, I was like, I've already have been telling him these things. I was like, I appreciate you as a man. I appreciate how you make me feel safe and secure, how you want to take care of me, how you want to make sure I'm good, how you're invested in who I am as a woman, and how as a man you just want to be here, you want to be present. This is where you want to be. I don't have to force you. I don't have to beg you or plead with you. And at that moment, I just was like, I knew. I was like, he has my heart.
They know.
So that's how I knew. So how did you know?
you know, I actually, I'm not going to say I knew, but I knew that there was something back on the first day that we messaged, before we messaged, when I actually saw your picture, when I actually saw you in the picture, I knew that you were her, because I never knew what that person looked like that I was looking for. I couldn't describe her, but when I looked at your picture, I just knew that was her, and I could have picked you out of a lineup, and I had never met you. And as we started like connecting and talking, actually, it felt like home. It's like everything just felt right. Nothing felt awkward or anything. But when we finally went out for New Year's, it's just the moment and the day that we have, pretty much it became our first date and our first day of our relationship all in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say that I've met anyone that their first date in their relationship started at the same time.
It's unheard.
Because in my mind, that wasn't fast enough. Because I knew everything that I needed to know before we even saw each other's face. Because communicating with you, I actually felt whole. And it's like, that's the feeling that you gave me. Like we were like part of the same flame. So a day after we went out for New Year's, well, I guess our New Year's date was like 3 days long, actually.
It was Saturday.
So, yep.
No, Friday.
Saturday and Sunday. So then on that Monday is when I asked you, were you familiar with twin flames?
Mm-hmm.
And then you gave me a response. So I sent you a link to a video. And then you didn't comment on it. You said, we can discuss it later. So I was thinking, oh, she think I'm crazy. I'm telling her that she's my twin flame, and how we're part of the same flame. That's why we seem so familiar. But I was like, I know she gonna say I'm crazy now. Because that was the craziest thing that I ever tried to communicate, that I actually felt like our souls were connected. But that was the feeling I have, because I had been reading about soulmates and twin flames for such a long time. It was like, and I used to be skeptical, thinking, maybe it is, but I need to see some proof. And I couldn't find anybody I knew that actually had real proof. And then there I go with my own proof. And that's where it kind of started for me, that I feel that we're connected. We've always known each other, even though we've never seen each other's face. So everything that I discover or learn about you, it's almost like I feel like I already knew it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just hadn't seen it. So, and when I talk with you, it's like you can see through me already. So I kind of feel vulnerable. It's almost like I was standing in front of you naked whenever we have conversations, because I felt like no matter what my words can say, you can see what's really going on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I couldn't look at you at first. I used to just turn away.
Sometimes. Yeah, he used to turn away. I used to be like, why are you doing that?
Oh, she put a curse on me. Every time I look at her, I just start telling all my feelings. And I wasn't used to telling all my feelings, so it was hard for me. Now look at me. I'm just spreading it all the time.
All the time.
Yep.
I have something to say about everything.
I got something
no
to say about you.
Well, you should. You should always have something to say about
me. I do. That I loved you the first time that we messaged back and forth. I just knew it. I just felt it.
It just felt right.
Yeah. It was right. Totally right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like life has been a whirlwind ever since then. It's almost like nothing else matters anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. I just wake up every morning motivated and go to sleep every night happy.
That's mutual feeling.
That's love.
It is. And I feel like we both have the same goals and mindsets and aspirations about things. So it just makes the relationship easier. Like when you have someone who's on the same wavelength and page as you, no matter what it is, like we can finish each other's thoughts. Or if he needs something. Mm-hmm. Or if I need something. It's just effortless. It's not a headache. You know, like, we just ask each other, do you need something? Do you need this? I got you. Like, don't worry about it. And it just works. And I just think that
it works.
It's amazing. I don't have any other words.
Oh, absolutely not. It's really, really wonderful. It's unbelievable, actually, that if I wasn't involved, I would consider it to be unbelievable. But I'm here to bear witness that it is real.
Yeah, I think from the outside looking in, people might be like, oh boy, like, this all kind of happened fast. But it's true. Like, when you know, you know. You don't have to continue to search for things and look for things. When it's there in front of your face, and the energy is just being reciprocated from both ends, like, it just works. Mm. So,
it does work.
It's working for us. We're still learning each other and understanding each other. But one thing that's really good with us is our communication. Mm-hmm. About everything.
Mm-hmm. What's the good thing about our communication?
I mean, it's just easy, honestly. I know that sounds simple, but it's easy. Like, we don't have moments where, like, we have these arguments and we can't come to a common agreement. Like, if there's something that, I don't know, I may have said to you, and let's say maybe you didn't like it. Like, we would literally just discuss it. It would never be an argument where, like, you made me feel this way. And I'm not talking to you. Like, no, we literally discuss every single thing, no matter how big or how small.
Mm. What's your favorite color?
You're
nah,
asking
I'm just playing. I don't want to know. I don't want to know your favorite color. So, getting back to the story, I was just doing some thinking, and I wanted to see how you felt about it, Brittany. So, what do you think are the five most important qualities for you as a woman in a relationship?
I need someone who is attentive, someone who values my thoughts and respects them, someone who is caring and compassionate, those can go together, someone who listens and is not quick to respond but listens to understand, and someone who wants to be present.
So someone like me?
Of course, someone like you.
Oh, you should have just told me you were describing me.
I'm just kidding.
I actually know what you meant. So, for me as a guy, I would say that I have a better understanding now. And I think the most important qualities for me as a man is actually having a person who can actually compete with me. Not a person that I can run over, but I don't want a person that controls me either. Mm-hmm. But a person that I can see eye to eye and right. Actually truly respect them. And a person that, you know, I respect their opinion, mm-hmm. their thoughts, their mm-hmm. decisions. That is actually really important to me, because being in a relationship sometimes means giving up control from time to time. And I want to know that the person that takes over sometimes knows how to drive. Because we all know what happened when you ride with somebody that doesn't know how to drive.
Complete travesty.
And I'm not trying to go out like that. So, so that is actually important. But I want them to be thoughtful. I'm not saying they have to care about me as much as I care about me. But if I'm giving my all,
I care about you more than you care about yourself.
Oh, well, you're an anomaly. But I'm lucky because I have you. So, but for everyone else, it's important to have someone that cares about you as much as you care about yourself. Because if you're giving everything towards that person, you want someone who reciprocates. Mm. And reciprocates doesn't mean doing the same thing for them that they're doing for you.
Right.
It's just about giving the other person balance. Mm-hmm. Just finding out where you fit.
Yeah.
Where you can be of help, where you can be of assistance. Mm-hmm. And it's not asking the person, because sometimes the other person doesn't really know where you can fit. You just have to figure out on your own.
Yeah. Yeah.
So honesty is actually like important. But if you don't meet goal number one, where the person sees you eye to eye, being respectful and being honest can sometimes be a challenge. But long as you're equally yoked, I think that's what they say in the good book.
That's true.
Equally yoked. Yep. So I don't even know if I have five things. I just think, like you said, it's one of those things that you told me that when you know, you know.
Yeah. And we know.
We know, we know, we know. You that woman that you say you was. Okay, I'll just play it. So we're going to take a quick break now and we'll be right back with you.
Guys, as we end this podcast, we just want to let you all know that this is our first time doing this. We have never done a podcast before. So we are new to this. You guys are going to be able to see our relationship blossom as we are experiencing it with each other. So we'll be in on a lot of things that are new to us, a lot of things that's exciting to us, and things that we just want to share with you all. So we hope that you guys will continue to listen and listen to our viewpoints, listen to our stories, listen to us laugh, listen to us joke, and you guys will continue to be a part of this journey with us. You got anything you want to add?
Yes. During this time when we're communicating with you as well as with each other, we're going to explore the in-depths of our love. We're going to talk about soulmates. We're going to talk about twin flames. And we're going to talk about the trials and tribulations as we go together on our journey. So if you're reading this and this is in the future, and we're still recording videos, audios, as I can say, it'll let you know that we're still going strong. Because for me, this is actually the greatest thing that I've ever been a part of in my entire life. And I want to share that with you and the rest of the world. And I'm sure Brittany will agree with me, correct?
Yes, I do agree. This is something exciting that we both have wanted to do individually, but we just so happen to collectively decide that we should just do something like this together. So like I said, we're new to this. You know, we might make some mistakes. We might not sound right to you all at times, but we're trying to figure it all out as well. But we definitely hope that you guys enjoy, and we want to see you each week. Please share this with friends, family, co-workers, so that they can get insight on our life and you all can get insight on our life, and you guys can just go on this journey with a nice young black couple.
So if there's anything I can summarize or sum up, I'm basically telling everyone who's listening to this that on December 25th, I was introduced to the most wonderful person that I've ever met in my entire life. On January 1st, I physically met this particular person. And on January 1st, I actually started my life with this person. And every day since then has been like a dream come true.
And it's been taking a while to record this podcast. And I know to some of you it might sound like it's kind of soon. But at the same time, this is the greatest thing that I've ever did. And I will ever do. And I'm so ecstatic and so happy that I just can't wait to share more good news. So if you don't know anything else, just know that we're in a good place right now. And we're going to continue to produce content from this good place.
I agree. I don't even have any words. You summed it up pretty great, babe.
What is one of your favorite songs?
I have a bunch of favorite songs.
Name one.
Well, we were just listening to Music Soul Child. Settle for My Love.
Oh. What is that song about?
It's about two people finding the one, being in love, expressing that to each other, willing to do whatever to satisfy that person.
Oh. Well, I think I found that special love, too. I should listen to it. We'll talk to you later. Tune in, same time, next week. Operators are standing by. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
We don't have any operators.
Exactly. But Settle for My Love by Music Soul Child. You can find it in Spotify as well as other places where you listen to music.